Calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Yes. What kind of program is this? I mean, I've got something coming out of my checking account, and I don't recall signing up for anything.
I would just have to get the information and put it in. It's a third party.
Okay. So what information do you need?
Give me one second. What's your zip code?
33823.
First and last name?
Teresa DeBose.
All right. And verify your address for security purposes.
1332 Ashley Court, Auburndale, Florida, 33823.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here through a contest entry. Have you received some type of email or text to your phone saying that you were eligible to sign up for a prize through a certain type of ad to pay for shipping?
No, I don't recall that. I don't try to click on those things because I know that there's more to it than that.
All right. Nothing pertaining to sweepstakes?
No, I do not do sweepstakes.
Oh, okay. So it looks like from there it goes to a meal planning app online. And basically it's $39.85 a month, but you're saying that you've never signed up for anything like this.
Correct. And I think they took it out of my account last month too.
Yeah, it's a subscription for $39.85 a month. If you don't cancel it, it's ongoing. So you're saying that somebody compromised your information and signed you up for the meal plan?
I guess because I didn't do it. Correct.
Okay. That's fine. All right, so did you contact us first about the matter?
Contact who?
Did you contact us first about this?
Yes, this is the phone number I have on my computer on my checking account.
Okay. All right, so what I do is I'll get this canceled out for you, and I'll transfer you to fraud, and they'll have to handle it for you, being that you're saying you didn't sign up for it.
Okay, so you're going to cancel, you're going to transfer me to somebody else?
Yes, ma'am. Give me a second.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. One second, just getting all the information ready for you.
Okay.
And you didn't receive no email? Because usually when it first happens, the customers get an email letting them know what they've signed up for. You didn't receive that?
No, I did not. I mean, I haven't checked my spam, but...
Oh, okay.